campaign line. I think this is the answer to it, and I'd keep those 502 congressmen right chained to me all the time with that resolution.
Right.
And look at your statement. I got the resolution out of some foreign, some bulletin, the State Department, and right preceding it was a statement by the Secretary of State. And I believe right following it was a statement by the President. Anyway, both statements at that time spelled out our policy.
Right.
Namely, keep our agreements, which they have not done. They've abandoned all of theirs. Help these people help themselves, which Eisenhower spelled out. If they'll leave their neighbors alone, we'll come home tomorrow, offering peace. We've repeated that time and time again, and I think you might say in your press conference that the President said in every State of the Union that he'd go anywhere, he'd do anything, he'd see anybody if it contributed to an agreement or to understanding or to peace. But we've had understandings in 54, and we've had understanding in 62. And these understandings are not being kept. These agreements that have already been negotiated, it's not a question of negotiation, they've already been negotiated. They're being violated. And if any country, we welcome and applaud any country in the world that can do anything to get these agreements kept that have already been negotiated. I think that's something you ought to give some thought to.
Right, right. All right, that's fine. I'll bring over to you just after the cabinet meeting, what I would suggest as an opening statement.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.